flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Injured in a wreck and now the insurance company's ghosting you? Classic move. They're quick to collect premiums, but when you need help, disappeared. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm. We don't chase, we confront. You call us and we bring the pressure, loud and legal. What's up, QB? We're about to ring your bell. We may talk a little trash, but we back it up with action. Call 864-485-8585 or visit TramlinMills.com. Tramlin Mills, we don't do quiet.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
At AAMCO Greenville, we know the true value of expert car care. From transmission repairs to brake services, our locally owned shop provides comprehensive solutions for all your automotive needs. Whether it's advanced diagnostics or routine maintenance, we've got you covered. Conveniently located at 411 Malden Road, we're proud to serve Greenville and surrounding areas. Hablamos Español. For trusted service, call AAMCO today and experience the difference in quality and care.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Tester asked, will Tony Elliott be up for any of these jobs? I don't think so. Tony Elliott, as we entered this year, I think most people thought Tony Elliott would be fired. And instead, he's turned it around. He's in contention for the ACC. But I don't know that you go from that to 1 year, jump into something bigger. I think he's going to have to prove that he can sustain a little success at Virginia before making a jump. Some of these jobs are like curious, like Arkansas, for example. I think Arkansas is a crappy job. I just think it's a really difficult place to win, especially by SEC standards. They're an old Southwest Conference transfer. They've never been fully accepted as an SEC school. I just don't think you have any of the competitive advantages that you need to really compete at a high level at Arkansas. I just think it's a really tough job. Houston Nutt did it. Bielma did it a little. Petrino did it. I think, they say you can't go home again, but Petrino's already there. He wanted that gig. I think it sort of makes sense to let him see what he can do. I just don't think that's a job that's going to be in high demand. Now, Rhett Lashley, I guess that's possible. If I could get Rhett Lashley at Arkansas, I would take that. But if I'm Rhett Lashley, I'm not taking Arkansas over SMU. I'm not. I think he's in a better situation at SMU. Tex said Arkansas puts a ton of money into basketball and baseball currently, too. That's true. And, and maybe something changes in that regard with football. But, if you ask me from a football standpoint, which is a better job, South Carolina and Arkansas? I think South Carolina is all day. I think South Carolina fan base is a great fan base. And you've got support there. You've got a support structure there. I just don't think you have that at Arkansas. I just think Arkansas is a very tough place to win. The Oklahoma State job, I think that sort of sucks, too. With no T-Boone, I don't think that's a great job either. I mean, now, you know, beggars can't be choosers, but, you know, with so many job openings and seemingly more being created every day, I think this is what NIL and the portal has really given us. It's given us coaches being fired. I think that's where we are. 940 says, could Jamie Chadwell get a call from Virginia Tech? I don't know. I mean, you know, listen, the way that this coaching industry works is you're either blowing hot or cold. And when you're blowing hot, you can get any job. And that's the time you have to jump. When you're blowing cold, man, it shuts off in a hurry. And that's what happened with Rhett Lashley. When Rhett Lashley was an assistant at Auburn, he was like the hottest assistant in all of college football. And then it all fell apart. And then nobody wanted him. Nobody. And he had to build it all the way back again. You know, so you have to have somebody who wants you at the right time. And you've got to want to leave at the right time. You know, I think that's a big issue to me. It's always been a big issue in terms of coaching hirings and firings. How about this? How about this, Ramon? Listen to this from Sean. We are talking about Carson's today, right?
Yes.
Well, listen to this from Sean. We're talking about Carson's right now. We tell you about Carson's all the time, about how they're open all the time. You can go for lunch, come back for dinner, about how great Carson's is, about, we go through their menu, we talk about their hours and everything. But this is the best that it gets, Ramona. This is from Sean. Sean writes, just wanted to let you know, we tried out Carson's for a late lunch yesterday before the 6 p.m. ring ceremony. I had the Monterey chicken sandwich my wife and daughter each had a ribeye. It was my daughter's first steak outside of having them here at our house. All the food was fantastic. The beer was ice cold. Thanks for the on-air recommendation. We will certainly be back. How about that? Yeah, that's what we're talking about, Sean. That's Carson's. Trust me. You'll thank me later. And like I said, they're always open as well. That's another advantage of Carson's. Carson's is terrific, man. I would eat Carson's every day if I could. Maybe I should. I mean, Carson's absolutely tremendous. It's Carson's Steak Warehouse. They're just the absolute best. And like I said, they're pretty much always open as well. So it's Carson's all the time. Anytime, all the time. Open every day. Their happy hour is Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. And you just heard about a lot of things on the menu. They're open 11 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9 on Sundays, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, 864-226-9400, 864-226-9400. All right, I want to take a look at the – I appreciate all the kind words on the show, too. Thank you. I want to take a look at the map poll if I can find my Twitter feed. Okay. All right. So here's what we did in our map poll this week, and I'll tell you what I did. Oh, look at this. All right. So this is the official release. Okay. The top 25 map poll is out. We get the best college football accounts in the business. Thank you. What do you like? What do you dislike? Note, we got it right. Navy is ranked. And your humble roadway servant also ranked Navy, Ramona. And I am really glad that my map poll compatriots also saw fit to rank Navy. I think it's about time. We ranked everybody else in that damn league. It's about time we could rank Navy. So let's friggin' go. All right. So the top 25 map poll. You know, at 25, how about this, Ramona? At 25... they have Iowa. At 25 is where I put Navy. I wanted Navy in. I've been thinking about putting Navy in week after week. We actually have Navy higher. But at 25, the map poll has Iowa. I did not put Iowa in, but I certainly thought about putting Iowa in, and I sort of regret not putting them in. Iowa is one of the surprises of the college football season. They have offense. They're actually scoring points, and they look really good. They're playing well. I like the fact that the map poll included Iowa. I think they're doing a good job, and you know, it's funny. All these years later, and Ferentz is still getting it done. It's pretty good. I think Iowa deserves to be in. I did not put them in. If they win again next week, if they play this week, I will certainly put them in. I think Iowa deserves to be in. I think that's a good inclusion by the map poll. I think in hindsight, I wish I'd put them in. So I'm okay with that. At 25, I put Navy. At 24, the map poll put USC. There's debate about the USC-Michigan thing, and I get that. But at 24, we put USC. It's a cumulative thing, not just a one-game thing. So, you know, we'll see. At 24, I put Memphis. Memphis with a big win over South Florida that Robert had. Now, I thought that Memphis' starting quarterback was out. He played. And South Florida had a 14 or 17-point lead in the fourth quarter, and they blew it. Thanks for nothing, South Florida. Scott in Greenville. Scott, how are you, Scott? Good to have you.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Scott? What's going on?
Hey, I just seen a couple of things flipping through Twitterverse. I seen where your Mets hired Mr. Snitker.
As what?
The hitting coach. Hitting coach.
Really?
His son, Troy. Yeah, they got Troy Snitker from the Astros as the new hitting coach.
How about that? We'll see how that works.
Yeah, see how it goes. If you can keep the team together, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm more worried about whether they pay Alonzo or not. I'm just worried in general. I think they look like a third or fourth place team despite their talent.
Yep. Yep. Well, maybe my Braves can stay healthy. We can actually do something instead of talking about it.
I think that's going to happen.
All my sports teams, I don't know what it is about all my sports teams. They do a lot of talking and not a lot of showing. I'm a Cowboys fan, a Clemson fan, a Braves fan, and all we do is talk about how good it could be.
Yeah.
It's been a little rough.
But I think the Braves bounce back and win that division next year. Again, health will be a part of it, as always is. Braves have not really been healthy the last couple of years, but I think the Braves bounce back.
Right. Hey, I seen something else I thought I was going to ask you about what's related to basketball. I wanted your opinion on the men's team at Clemson, but I just saw where Sean Poppy got a commitment from a five-star guard. It gives him the number one recruiting class in the nation.
That would be something if that holds together. Yeah, I'll be interested to see that. As far as men's basketball is concerned, look, I am cautiously optimistic about this team. I think this team has tremendous depth, the best depth that Brad has had. It has tremendous size, the most size Brad has had. I think a future superstar player in Zach Foster, who I think when all is said and done will prove to be the greatest player that Brad ever recruited to Clemson. So I think there's a lot to like, a lot of pieces. How these pieces all come together and when, I don't know, but I think this is the most interesting team that Brad has had. Yeah, I can't wait to see him play. And when you're going to actually, the plan, Scott, is to play 10, 11 guys. If you're truly going to play 10, 11 guys, then no one should ever be tired. You know, when you're tired, you come out for a blow, and that means everyone should be playing all out every second on the court. And if you're capable of doing that, then you're going to pose people problems.
Is this a run-and-gun team?
I think you are going to see more running, in part because of the depth, plus I think this team has the pieces to be able to do that. And one of those first pieces is you have to control your defensive glass, get a clean rebound and an outlet, and I think this team can do that too. I mean, again, this is
a little different for Brad. Brad's not a run-and-gun guy.
No, he's moved a little more towards that in recent years, and I think the reality of college basketball, guys, the advanced scouting, the scouting is so good that if you're only going to function in the half court, unless you have like Bill Walton or Abdul Jabbar that you can throw it into every time, if you're only going to function in the half court, it's going to be hard to create offense. The defenses are just too good. So you've got to be able to get some easy buckets and some transition buckets. And there have been times in recent years where Clemson had, you know, even when they were winning, sort of almost an unnatural mix where you had, you know, for example, two guys in PJ and Joe Girard who were more walk it up the court type players, and then you had the rest of the bunch who were more transition type guys. That's a dilemma, you know. This time around, I think Clemson's actually going to be able to push the ball and get out and press and do some things.
That'll be interesting to see. Hey, and if Poppy's class holds up as a number one, has Clemson ever had a number one class in any sport?
I don't know about ever. Ever is a long time. I think you'd probably have to divide it by eras, but yeah, it's a good question.
Yep, just curious. All right, man. Yep. Enjoy the show.
Look, in terms of guys who are going to play, okay, I'm looking at the Clemson basketball roster. Carter Welling's playing. Jake Wallin is playing. Chase Thompson's playing. Dallas Thomas is probably playing. That's what, four? Justin Porter is five. He's playing. Butta Johnson is six. He's playing. Dylan Hunter, seven. R.J. Goffrey, eight. Zach Foster, nine. Nick Davidson, 10. And Ace Buckner, 11. That's 11. So if Dallas Thomas gets PT, you're going to see 11 guys play. That's how I view it. 11 guys. And, you know, and look, there have been other times where Brad talked about, you know, playing more guys and then for whatever reason wasn't able to. Injuries, other things just didn't allow it to happen. This is the first time, I think, going into season where I truly think you're playing 11 guys, in part because, you know, going in, you don't really have a superstar. All right. You don't have the big names that you did in the past. Now, some of these guys are going to turn into big names, but you don't have the big names of the recent past. So I think going in, it just looks more naturally balanced. And then I think because you have a bunch of guys who I believe can play, you're going to play 11 guys. And that allows more than anything else. The singular thing that allows is it allows every guy who steps on that court to play as hard as they can for every minute they're on the court because they know someone else is coming in for them. So you don't need to worry about preserving yourself and you know, you're going to play 20 minutes straight. You're not playing 20 minutes straight. No one is. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Attention Orange Nation fans, Kate Klubnick here. I get asked all the time where I got my beautiful truck. It's the same place you should go. Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. They took care of me, and they'll do the same for you. So Orange Nation, do like I did. Go see Martin McKinley. He makes it easy, speedy, and transparent. Even if you belong to Maroon Nation, go see Martin at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. EST, easy, speedy, and transparent.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today, 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer, lead, or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I'm the show in San Antonio, the middle of a rodeo. Daddy's hand that you used to hold when you walked back to the car. I'm the sound of the county fair, Ferris wheel kisses high up in the air. A sip of brandy when your soul is bare and you need to share your heart. It'll hit you, it'll get you where you're going, so you never go there alone. I'm the melody glued to the memory that you can't shake.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Hey, let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary and Jeannie Mahaffey own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement products. The agents all work under Gary's tutelage, making sure they carry on with the tradition of kindness and service quality and availability, which are still trademarks of this company. You've heard all the testimonies that people have called in on air. During this show, we had back-to-back callers one day calling to talk about the difference that Gary has made in people's lives. We get it on the text line all the time as well. Gary and his gang are always going to take the time for you. Gary's behind each of his agents and always available to you by phone or in his office. Gary and his agent's service comes at no cost to you. He's only going to better your life. Listen, there is no way as a layperson you can navigate Medicare. If you are aging into Medicare, these are going to be some of the most important decisions you ever make. And it's an ongoing thing. You know, this system changes every single year. So you're going to need somebody who stays with you, who's there with you through this process, who can guide you year by year on how to best take advantage of this system. And no one knows that like Gary. And you know what? And, you know, Ramona, Gary's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life, salt of the earth individual. But a couple of these canned promos he's done recently, you can hear he's a little PO'd at some of what he calls the charlatans in this industry who are trying to take advantage of people. Don't get it twisted, okay? There's only one guy who can help you. It's Gary Mahaffey. Call him today, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will 100% thank me later. It is Gary Mahaffey. Thanks to the good people at Carolina Cakes, Caroline's Cakes. I did it earlier. At Caroline's, like Sweet Caroline, Caroline's Cakes for their incredible food donation today. And that wound up going for $1,000. There was enormous competition for that. We're sorry that Daredevil and Sarah did not win. There will be another amazing food package coming. So don't lose sight of that. That's coming. There's just not going to be another of those caramel cakes. And there were three of those cakes. I'm going to have to get one of those. I'm going to have to order one of those cakes. That's what I've decided. I'm going to have to do that. Hey, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Listen. Even during the holidays, you don't need any special occasion to give a truly unforgettable gift. That's right. It's not too early to get started planning the perfect Christmas present either. Make an ordinary day feel like Christmas morning with a little sparkle from Turner's Jewelers. Turner's is a family-owned jeweler with over 65 years of expertise and a legacy of trust in the upstate. Whether it's a just-because gift or something more meaningful, Turner's helps you say it beautifully. Explore their curated collection of necklaces, bracelets, earrings, rings, each one made to wow. From diamonds to sapphires, silver to gold, there's something for every style and every store. You'll find stunning fresh jewelry every time you visit. There are new pieces for every season. Ramona, you live there. You live over at Turner's. Tell the good people about Turner's Jewelers and all the things they have and all the things you've taken advantage of.
Okay, see, I went over there, and what they have is a really big store, okay? And they have all their stuff separated. Like, yeah. If you have diamonds, they have really big, also, like, not just like, here's our gems,
yeah,
all in one case, like that. It's really big. The store is really nice. They got a big selection. Now, I've been over there to do a lot of things. I've traded jewelry for store credit and bought things with it. And I've had stuff fixed, I've had stuff sized, and I've also had something designed. They do that too.
Yeah.
So I've done all that stuff.
Yeah, Ramona has done it all at Turner's.
Yeah, and they're really good people. They do really good work.
Yeah, Mark and his staff are just incredible. And as Ramona said, the selection's unparalleled. You know, if you're looking for a manly watch, they've got you covered. They have Rolexes, estate jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces. Estate jewelry is obviously one-of-a-kind. But if you can dream it up, your own unique piece, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. I mean, Turner's is just amazing. Look, it's always the right time to give a Turner's Blue box. It never goes out of style. Browse online anytime at turnersjewelers.com or visit the store in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca for personal expert service. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. And I myself have bought many, many things from Turner's Jewelers. So I would suggest you get there. It's what you ought to do. All right, I want to get back to this conversation about, if I can find my Twitter feed with so many things opened. Here it is. I want to get back to the pipeline poll. And again, you know what? Let's just widen out for a second. Let's throw a wider net at this thing. I have basically been arguing today that, and look, this is all subject to injury and subject to change. I've basically been arguing that I think only three teams can win the national title. And I think those three teams are, in our map poll order, Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M. Personally, I have that Indiana 1, Ohio State 2, and A&M 3. I actually think, as of this moment, that all three of those teams are pretty close. I think they're all really good. I happen to think Indiana is the best of the bunch. I think Indiana is truly legitimate with Mendoza at quarterback and with that defensive scheme and how they play it. They're the most well-coached team in America. I'm convinced of that. all the way around. And I think they are the best team in the country. They're the only team that keeps three linebackers on the field in base defense. They did so even against Oregon when they were leading and Oregon had to throw in the second half, which I'll get to in a minute. Once you go past those three teams, which other teams do you think can win the national title? If we cast a wider net, how many teams are we including? You know, like, for example, let's go down. All right, let's go down to 20. 20 is Michigan. Can Michigan win the national title? No. No one's going to say that, right? Can Missouri win the national title? They're 19. No. Can Oklahoma win the national title? No. They just don't have enough offense. Can Tennessee win the national title? No. No. Can Cincinnati, who we have at 16, win the national title? Look, I think they're a really interesting team. I think the answer is still no. Louisville, can they win the national title? No. Miller Moss quarterbacks them. No. Virginia, can they win the national title? Of course not. So we've not found any outsider yet. Texas Tech, 13. They're the first team that I'm willing to say on this list could win the national title if Baron Morton is healthy at quarterback. If you have a healthy Morton at quarterback, I think they do have the pieces that, in theory at least, they could win the national title. Notre Dame. Can Notre Dame win the national title? I'm saying the same thing about them. We have them at 12, all right, in the map poll. We're going to get into the details of this maybe today, maybe tomorrow. I think they can win the national title. I'm not saying they will. I think they can. Miami at 11. I'm going to say they can. All right, so BYU at 10. Look, I was impressed by what BYU did at Iowa State. I've got to say. I mean, I was impressed. Can they win the national title? I don't think so. They can hang around for a while, but I don't think so. Vanderbilt, again, you know, I know Diego Pavia thinks so. I don't think so. Ole Miss, I don't know. I don't think so. I'm going to say no. Georgia Tech, I'm going to say no. Oregon, we're going to have to say yes with Oregon. They have the talent to be able to do it. Georgia, we'll have to say yes, same reason. And Alabama, I guess we'll have to say yes, even though I don't think they have the talent, but their reason is Simpson. So I guess if we expand and cast a wider net, and you tell me if there's anybody else I'm leaving out. I think the teams that could win the national title, if everything went right, Texas Tech, that's one. Notre Dame, that's two. Miami, that's three. Oregon, four. Georgia, five. Alabama, six. And then those top three. So if we cast a wider net, I guess there are nine that I would say are capable. Anybody else you think is capable that I'm leaving out? Maybe somebody thinks Ole Miss. Maybe somebody thinks Vanderbilt. I think those are the nine that have a chance. So those nine, again, would be Texas Tech, only with a healthy Baron Morton, Notre Dame, Miami, Oregon, Georgia, Alabama, and then those top three of Indiana, Ohio State, Texas A&M. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, buddy, how you doing
good,
today?
Good, Butch. Appreciate you getting in.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me. I haven't listened a lot today. So I got like one question, one statement with your to the teams that you just listed. I thought that was pretty good. Did you talk about the dude just holding his hands up and letting that guy run by? Against the Alabama guy.
Yeah, well, that was either the longest freeway, which I'm assuming it was, that they intentionally let them score. I actually want to look at that again, but it's either the longest freeway. Freeway is a real thing, but you don't generally see that executed from that far out in a football field.
All right. it just, I told my wife, of course, everybody says something like that when it happens, the game's rigged, you know. I mean, there was, I don't know that he wasn't coached like that because of all the penalties they've received here over this season. I mean, that was just hokey. There's no two ways about that. I mean, you just hold your hand up and that dude's driving on. Yeah, you better run him out of bounds.
Yeah, well, again, that's why I think some have speculated that South Carolina let Alabama score on purpose to get the ball back. And I understand that perspective, and they may have. I mean,
that's a reasonable argument. Yeah, yes, sir.
It may have been a freeway situation. Is something that's generally executed closer to the goal line, generally not that far out on a football field. What is that, 25 yards?
It was out there, man.
You don't generally see that executed for that distance, but I'm still thinking that might be what they were doing.
Well, my question is on them national champ teams. If A&M keeps rolling the way they're rolling, man, you're not going to look at A&M at all?
No. A&M is one of the givens. I personally think they're... I only think, look, to my way of viewing it, Butch, and this may change with injury, other factors, but on 10/27/2025 at about 6:40, I think there are only three teams that can win the national title. I think they're Indiana, Ohio State, and Texas A&M. I think those are the only three teams.
Yes, sir.
I don't think anybody else is good enough.
Exactly right. 100%. I'd like to see Texas A&M, Ohio State. I think that'd be a good game, man.
Yeah, and again, I think Indiana is really legitimate. I think when you go to Oregon and did what they did to Oregon, they didn't just beat Oregon at Oregon. They held Oregon. They held one of the most potent offenses in America to 40 yards in the second half when Oregon was trailing. And again, it's the way they did it, Butch, because they stayed in their base defense. They kept three linebackers on the field, and those three guys – I mean, you want to talk about a football team that defensively moves in harmony, just flows with one another. It's Indiana. I mean, they're and at some point we got to stop saying, you know, well, this is just that. They're beating everybody down. Anybody you put in front of them, they're beating their friggin' brains in. So, you know, I think those three teams are legit, and I'm not sure anybody else is legit. I think those three teams are the three teams. I think one of those three teams is going to win the national title.
Well, there's got to be a fourth thrown in there. I just hate to be that victim, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Keep talking to you, Butch. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know who the fourth is. I really don't. I mean, is it Simpson in Alabama? Is it somebody from outside that mix? I mean, look, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Notre Dame. I said this before. When Notre Dame had the two losses, I said I thought they'd win out, and I thought they could still win the national championship. I still think they have the right stuff. In fact, if I was picking it right now, if I was picking the Final Four right now, again, this depends on brackets and matchups, but I think Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, and Notre Dame. Let me tell you about Moretti's. More food, Ramona. Moretti's. No one doesn't like Moretti's. I would kill for Moretti's right now. If you've never had real Buffalo New York-style pizza and wings, who was it the other day, Ramona, who called in about their wings?
I don't know. I know Dre wanted.
It was Dre. Yeah, it was Dre. Dre called in about the wings and said, "Man, well, you were right. The wings are unbelievable. If you want real Buffalo wings, then you have to go to the place that started in Buffalo. That's who they are. So it's those wings. They're just incredible. And then the pizza. It's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection, a real stone oven. I've had the Greek pizza. The pizza's unbelievable. Have you ever heard of beef on whack? Probably not, unless you're from Buffalo. You heard it on the show. It's roast beef. They cook it 8 hours. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a cumberweck bun. It's a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce served with hot juice for dunking. Trust me, it's insanely good. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry. Friday nights are a big night at Moretti's. So much more. And yeah, full bar, family-friendly atmosphere. The bar and the restaurant are really divided. Sports fans, they've got you covered. Every Clemson play, every NFL play, and whatever team you want, they'll put it on a monitor. There's one wall with nothing but big screen, high definition monitors. Look, this is your spot. Ask about the Little John Coliseum table while you're there, made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. You'll 100% thank me later.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Folks, football season is in full swing, and by now I'm assuming that most of you are already locked into your game day, game week routines. Well, if you're like me, then one of those things that marks your game day routine, no matter if it's college or the NFL, is Underdog. Now, Underdog is so much fun to play. All you do is pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on their stats, like passing yards and touchdowns, rushing attempts, and things of that nature. You won't regret the choice to play Underdog each and every week, because if you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Here's the deal. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-terms_dfs_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation? Because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation. And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Only minutes from the interstate at Exit 1, inviting golfers from Oconee, Anderson, Pickens, and Greenville counties, as well as nearby Atlanta, Chickasaw Point and Overlook Restaurant await you. Chickasaw Point Golf is a hills course, and Overlook Restaurant is a beautiful event venue. Available to host meetings, weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays, a natural, beautiful trip through nature the way golf was meant to be. Discover what others have, the great golfing you'll find at Chickasaw Point.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans. Get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline. Good times never.
Ramona, Ramona, Ramona. How happy is Revere going to be, and how disappointed are Daredevil and Sarah going to be? Because I, on top of staring at this caramel cake all day, I just received this from a woman I know is a professional chef. She writes, "Oh, that cake. I had a piece of it when someone at work brought in leftovers. She didn't want to gain 1,000 pounds eating it all by herself. And oh my God, that is the best cake I've ever eaten in my life." And she mentions it's made in Spartanburg. Okay. This woman is a professional chef, and I've never heard her say anything like that before, ever. And she just said that Caroline's cake, caramel cake, is the best cake she's ever eaten in her life. How about that? Revere, you and your boys there, Revere, was Revere buying it for a business or something?
He said his boss was telling him, that boss told him to just go ahead and get it for now.
Well, however they did it.
They're sharing it somehow.
Yes, for whomever they did it. You people are the big winners, because you're gonna have 3 of those cakes. I mean, Ramona, I absolutely have to have one of those cakes. I knew I had to have it just staring at it all day. I knew I had to have it, but now I know I have to have it. All right, we still have some business to take care of. You can get in 654-7627. Let me tell you, speaking of great businesses, let me tell you about Bennett Equipment and Supply, my man Eddie Bennett. Eddie Bennett and Bennett Equipment Supply, the name renowned throughout the upstate for the last 25 years. You know, they recently had a customer appreciation that Ben and Quack were out for. And apparently there were, hundreds and hundreds of people turned out for the customer appreciation day at Bennett Equipment. And that's how they treat you. They treat you like royalty. You come to see them, they're going to help you. Again, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Trust me when I tell you that. Bennett Equipment has it. They you know what? Maybe that's it more than anything. Bennett Equipment has it. Go to BennettEquipment.com, BennettEquipment.com. Bennett Equipment Supply and Business for a quarter century. Four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, Spartanburg, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, and 1897 U.S. 76 Hiawassee, Georgia. That's their newest location. I have personally been a part of renting one of the Takeuchi excavators from the Westminster location that did major work on my property. It was amazing. You know, Takeuchi's slogan is, Takeuchi works while others are being worked on. That's not just a slogan either. That's a fact. Trust me, Benton Equipment provides you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done, built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. Takeuchi Equipment, Takeuchi came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s, your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs. This is Benton Equipment now, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rentals, service, parts, they do it all, they have it all. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Benton. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Benton Equipment, those people are so awesome. Eddie Bennett and company are just incredible, and you will 100% thank me later. All right, I want to get back to looking at the map poll and what I did. But before I do that, I want to just see whether anybody has given me any other names. Texas said, I think if you say yes on Georgia, you got to say yes to Ole Miss too. They were close to putting away UGA in Athens. That's from Texter 328. You know what? Fair enough. I'll buy that. Maybe the next question is, do you also have to put Georgia Tech in? Because, I mean, there's a legitimate chance Tech's going to be unbeaten when they play Georgia, and Tech should have beaten Georgia last year. But I still don't think Georgia Tech is good enough to win a national title unless Haynes King is Will Howard from a year ago. Maybe he is. Now, he's not playing on as talented a team, but he's a one-man gang. I mean, I know that. That's a fair point, though. It's a fair point. I don't think Ole Miss – you know, I was going to say I don't think Ole Miss is good enough defensively, but Georgia's not either. The reality is I don't think either of those teams are good enough. The way I view it as of today, I think there are three teams that can win the national title, but we've expanded that out to 10. 10 is the wider net. You know, I acknowledge that. So I guess it's fair. It's a fair point, Texter 328. I'm buying what you're selling me. So we'll put Ole Miss as part of that list too. So that's 10 then. We have 10 that in theory can win. If I'm picking my playoff teams as of today, though, I'm going Indiana, Ohio State, Texas A&M, and Notre Dame. I think those are the teams I'd have as of today. That's how I view it. Hey, by the way, everyone, I'm Gary Mahaffey. Texter said, Gary is absolutely the man. Then he said, if only car insurance guys were so good.
That's a great point.
But, you know, he said, Gary is absolutely the man, 100%. Texter 940 says, poor old rambling wreck of Georgia Tech getting no respect. I know. I get it. I still don't think they're good enough, but, you know, I guess we'll see. I mean, we're going to find out soon enough. You know, Ramona, has it occurred to you, Ramona, that we're already on the downside? That we're on the back end of the college football season? I mean, that's bad. That's not good. I mean, already we're on the backside of the college football season. We wait all year for it to get here. But, you know, hey, look, at least in these parts, I think Clemson basketball is headed for a very exciting season. A lot of pieces, a lot of answers, and obviously a lot of depth. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, too. All right, let me get back to the map poll. And what the map poll has done is we had Michigan at 20, Missouri at 19, Oklahoma at 18. Is Brent Venables surviving the season? We're going to pull up Oklahoma's remaining schedule. I don't know. I want him to be there forever. I thought he would be there forever. I put Oklahoma eighth before the start of the year. I thought they'd be really good. I thought Mateer would be better than he's been. I think he's played hurt, and you know, and that changes who you are. They just don't have enough offensive weapons. They basically have one receiver. They don't have a great running back. They don't have a great running game. Their offensive line isn't great either. You know, their claim to fame is their defense, which got exposed by Ole Miss. I thought, be a big day. The Oklahoma people were really unhappy when they lost to Texas. Really unhappy. Like, I saw a bunch of Fire Venable stuff on social media. And now he loses at home to Ole Miss. You can't – I mean, Bob Stoops went years without losing at home. I just don't think – I don't think this is good enough right now. I don't know. What's the rest of their schedule, Ramona?
Hold on. It's getting something in my way. There we go.
Oh, there's always something in your way.
Yeah, I know. The computer pops up everything. Yeah. All right.
That's because you're shopping for furniture, apparently, in your spare time.
Furniture's too expensive. I quit that. Their next game is at Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They have the defense, but do they have enough offense to beat Tennessee?
Then they have at Alabama.
Yeah, that was a game before the year. I thought for sure they'd win. Not so much anymore.
Then they have Missouri at home.
Oof. Boy, I don't like any of this. What else they have?
And then LSU at home.
What does Venables have to do to make sure he's still the coach of Oklahoma? Does he have to go 3-1? I think he may have to go 3-1. Otherwise, OU might open up. We might add another major job to this list of major jobs that we already have, which is just growing by the day. And, you know, and again, I don't know if you consider Auburn major, but that might open. Again, Florida State's going to open. USC could open. Hey, let me tell you about Roto-Rooter, where they can open any drain problem you have. Voted best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 25. There's only one best, people. There aren't four best or five best. There's only one, and that's Roto-Rooter. They've been voted the best, and there's a reason for that. They are the best. Ramona and I can both attest to them being the best. They have saved both of us with water heater issues. Your most trusted local plumber, over 1,100 five-star reviews, over 40 years in business, open 24/7, 365, commercial and residential plumbing, full-service plumbing, sewer and drain cleaning, water heaters, video inspection, backflow certification, drain field replacement, pipe repair and replacement, high-velocity water jetting, faucets, sinks, disposals, tubs, toilets, septic tank, plumbing, sump pumps. Look, the best thing is you can't plan your emergencies. They plan you. So when it comes at 1 a.m., I'm not going to be here. You're going to have to call them. They'll be there. A live human being will answer the phone and direct help to you. 864-695-1117. 864-695-1117. Rotorooter.com. Stay tuned. It's the Hitch and Pitch Show with Mike Vaughn.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Time to take your lawn to school with Grass Nerds, your local lawn care experts. Our tailored programs cater to all grass types, ensuring your lawn stands out in the class of its own. From weed control and fertilization to soil sample analysis, let the nerds be your grass professors. If you're tired of battling weeds and want to enjoy a beautiful lawn without the hassle, allow Grass Nerds to take the guesswork out of the grass work, where every lawn graduates with honors. Enroll today at grassnerds.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judsonville District in Greenville or online at BLOCHAVEN.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Hear that?